Wendy Maruyama, born La Junta, Colorado, 1952, active San Diego, California. Minidoka, from the TAG Project, 2011, paper, ink, string, and thread. Wendy Maruyama began the TAG Project when she was conducting research about Executive Order 9066, which gave the U.S. military broad powers during World War II to incarcerate Japanese Americans. The project consists of 10 paper sculptures, each representing a U.S. camp built to confine citizens and legal residents. Each sculpture consists of thousands of paper tags printed with the name and identification number of a person incarcerated at one of the camps. Maruyama and a team of volunteers painstakingly recreated the tags using information from government archives. This sculpture represents incarcerees at Camp Minidoka in Idaho and serves as a visual reminder of the devastating impact this unjust policy had on tens of thousands of people and their descendants who continue to reside in this region. Boise Art Museum Permanent Collection, Collectors Forum Purchase, 2015.
Hear from the artist Wendy Maruyama.
Minidoka was one of 10 groupings of tags that were part of a large installation called the TAG Project. Executive Order 9066 authorized the removal of Japanese Americans and people of Japanese descent from their homes and jobs in Arizona and on the Pacific Coast, and their internment in 10 isolated relocation camps. Among these was the Minidoka Relocation Center. Established in South Central Idaho, Minidoka opened on August 10, 1942, and remained in operation until October 28, 1945. During this period, 10,000 evacuees from Oregon, Washington, and Alaska lived in dire conditions at the camp. The TAG Project was coined from the tags that were issued to every Japanese American man, woman, and child living on the West Coast before they were forcibly removed from their homes. All total, with the other 9 groupings, over 120,000 tags were replicated. The installation was meant to be a social advocacy project. It was necessary to bring this part of American history to light, and it was turned into an interactive project where volunteers would gather to various locations, high schools, college classes, art museums, galleries, temples, churches, and senior living homes to assist in the many steps needed to recreate the tags. Using the database from the National Archives, all 120,000 tags were completed in time to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Executive Order 9066 in 2012. This was recorded on behalf of Wendy Maruyama.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
An 11-foot tall, 2-foot in diameter sculpture composed of a bundle of more than 13,000 manila-colored paper identification tags that appear used, tied to one another in strands with string, hangs from the ceiling by a wire, almost touching the ground.